Welcome to Heal Your World on Heavenly World Network Blog Talk Radio. Join me, Heaven Lee, for angel guidance messages to help you embrace who you are and fearlessly create the life you desire. Visit me on intuitivespiritguide.com for your personal angel guidance reading. I write novels and children's books filled with imagination to carry you to beautiful new worlds. Endymion Oracle's Nina's Story is a romantic fantasy adventure with healing goddess magic and ancient wisdom inside. Get ready! We're traveling deep within. So open your heart to the limitless possibilities and let's make some real magic. Happy Friday. Welcome to Heal Your World. I'm Heaven Lee, and I'm so happy to join you here today with your loved ones, spirits who have never left your side. Later at the close of the show, I'm going to play Standing by Your Side. It's a song I wrote and sang, and we played it for my father's memorial service, August 29th, 2011, in a little tiny town called Chapin, Illinois, where he was from. And that's where he wanted to be. So last week was amazing, and I feel the same energy coming in today. We have callers already waiting over 15 minutes since before the show even started. So I thank you so much. And I did ask people from last week, just call back. And as the show grows, that's going to happen. But this is going to be a reoccurring theme because I feel their messages that they want to give to you. And thank you for your openness to receive them, because honestly, anyone that you've lost in the physical, they're still with you. They're still sending you messages constantly. They have no sense of time like we do. So they can send you messages from the past that will make sense now. And it's amazing the way they do that. Right off the bat, I'm going to start off with my first caller, who's been waiting a while and was probably waiting last week. And then we'll get to more of this. And I have some friends that I want to send blessings to today, hurting hearts out there. And I appreciate all my friends so very much. I have friends fighting for their lives. I have friends helping other people do just that. And I love helping to heal the healers of the world, because there are many, many, many of us, and we need to stick together. So thank you so much to the healers of the world. I'm going to take my first call here today because this person's been waiting. Welcome to Heal Your World. My name is Heaven. What's your first name?
Hello, my name is Dee.
Hi, Dee. Thank you for calling in. I don't know if you were waiting last week and didn't get through, but thank you for calling this week. And we are giving messages from loved ones, angels, and your spirit guides today. And I'm drawing from this oracle deck. It's called Talking to Heaven. And this one is also by Doreen Virtue with James von Prague. And it's a very beautiful deck. It's rather new to me, but using it last week was just like an old friend. Do you have any specific question that you would like to ask a spirit guide?
I just want to know if they have any guidance for me on how to move forward in my life.
Okay, Dee. This is what we're putting as the intention. And they hear you. They know what you're going through. They know what's happening in your life. They know what books you might be reading. Just amazing what they know and what they see and how much they care. And your message today, as I shuffled through and just felt which one to stop on, and I feel guided to do that in these Talking to Heaven cards about our loved ones. Oh, this one, life is a series of choices. Choose love. That's fun. There's a D and DD energy on this card, I guess, because last week a woman named DD called in, and it was her mother that sent her this message. So I'm just feeling a parent and sending you this message, and that's exactly what you asked. You want to know direction and what to do, and spirits, rather than telling us what to do, they empower you. They remind you of how much power you have and the choices that are in your hands and what you can do with your life when you set your mind to do that. And if there's any specific thing, feel free to ask them. And the message, it starts now, and it can go over days and days and months and get clearer and clearer as far as where you're supposed to go, what direction you're supposed to take. Is this specifically a job question that you have on which way to go?
No, it's more like the location. I'm very unhappy where I am.
Yes. Well, moving is a job in itself. And when you are unhappy, you see the contrast of that. And rather than complain about where you are, envision where you want to be and what type of living situation you would like to be in. And they definitely help you get there. I'm a firm believer, and I've seen it work in my life and my friends' lives, is the law of attraction. So what you focus on expands, and you draw that to you. So if you're focusing on, I hate it here, I wish I was someplace else, I don't like this, I find that focusing on, well, what can I learn from this? This is not my favorite spot to be, but what can I learn from this? And what you learn from what you don't like right now will carry you into where you want to be when you have that attitude and gratitude for whatever it is you're supposed to learn, no matter how stupid the circumstances seem to be or frustrating they seem to be right now. And praying for your guidance. This is a card. It's a beautiful green field, bright with the sunshine. The rays are pink and purples, and gorgeous, bright, white clouds in the shapes of hearts. One is a big heart, and that's like your parent coming through and helping you. I feel a fatherly energy in this one today for you. And then a heart, a smaller heart, and that's you, his little girl. And you definitely got guidance, and you definitely got help. So just knowing that can give you the confidence you need to make those decisions.
Yes, that makes me feel better.
Wonderful, Dee. Well, this card has D and DD energy all over it for some reason. It just came right back today, but this time felt like fatherly energy. So I just bless you to live in the kind of place where you find joy and happiness, and you take the joy and happiness there, and it will be so. Big smiles and big hugs.
Thank you
so
much.
So much love. You're very welcome, Dee. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Call back sometime when you're in your new place and let me know how it is.
I will.
Okay, that's great. Have a great weekend. Bye for now. Bye. QD for calling in. That's amazing how the same card came back. And last week, I remember the person's name was Dee Dee. So that's funny. There's energy on these cards. I have no explanation for all this. I just go. I go with the flow of this, and it never fails me. I may make a guess here and there, and I may not be completely accurate, but then when it starts, it's really pouring in. I feel it. Last week it was mothering energy, and with Dee today, just now, it was fatherly energy. And so, you know, you can tune into that too. We all make guesses about what does this mean? What does that mean? But as you just relax into it, you can really feel the depth of it, the meaning of it. And it may just feel like a raw emotion, and you feel like crying because they're so close and you know they love you. You feel them right with you. And that's very real. I'm here to tell you that's very real. If I do nothing else, it's to convince you you are loved. And those who have loved you in the physical and knew you, either your father or your children, they're still with you. They still love you. They still see what you're doing. And as I said, they know what books you're reading. I've done personal angel guidance readings, and you can find me at intuitivespiritguide.com. That's my website. And you can find my personal angel guidance readings if you'd like a longer, more in-depth reading. But they come, and they leave us messages everywhere. And you are so very loved. You touch spirit to spirit. You're always connected. And that's what I'm here to assure you of. In chat room, Mary is in chat room, and Carrie is in chat room again today. And I thank you so much for being here. You're like my co-host. Mary says, oh, she's looking for the Skype button. And yes, I will give you your blessing. Let's do that right now, and then I'll get to the next caller. You can ask in chat if you can't get through on Skype or you'd rather not call. You can ask in chat. Well, okay, Mary, this card is actually pictures. There are three pictures pinned to a clothesline with those old-fashioned wooden clothespins pinned right to a rope. It's a white clothesline, and it's mother and daughter. And the daughter's holding a yellow flower right up to her nose on the middle picture. It's just a picture of the little girl. She has a lime green headband, that bright summer green headband, and shirt to match. And she's just holding up that flower and giggling. And then in the next picture, she's in her mother's arms, and they're looking way off. And it's a green meadow again. It's just so beautiful. In the first picture, her mother's just smiling at her, and the little girl has her arm up to the sky like, I can do anything. And her mother is agreeing with her, smiling this huge smile with her arm around her daughter's waist, and she's saying, yes, you can. That's a great one. Your mom, Mary, is so powerful in your life, and you know that. So buy yourself some yellow flowers today. It's fun. I don't usually do this, but I'm seeing as I move that card, right under there's another one with yellow flowers. This is tulips. And it's saying, now I have no pain. So that's another one. Pain. Sometimes it's not physical pain. Sometimes it's emotional pain. And they want to let you know they're not in pain anymore. She's not in pain anymore of any kind. All wrongs have been forgiven. All pain has been forgotten in the best way, in that the lessons are skimmed off the top like cream off of milk, and the rest that was sour is just left behind. So what a wonderful thing to look forward to as we transition into that other birth. And how I feel it is that we've had many lifetimes. Sometimes we stay in that spirit realm and just help people on earth. And sometimes we choose to come back and be many different people. So a name that you have now may not be the name that you had before. Isn't that fun? And the lessons that we had in other lifetimes we carry with us. And sometimes the pain that we've had in other lifetimes we carry with us. So I'm here to help you let go of that, agreeing with your spirit guides and your loved ones, mothers, fathers, grandmothers, grandfathers, children. Children can be our best teachers. And even when we've lost them in spirit, we're all the same age. We're all eternally young. And that goes to what we like to think of as the past and what we like to think of as the future. We're eternal beings. They're here to assure us of that. We never die and we're never separated. Oh, Mary, that's a big blessing. So you go and have yourself a wonderful yellow flowers weekend. Much love to you. I'm going to take another caller right now. Welcome to Heal Your World. Hi, my name is Heaven. What's your first name?
Hi, my name is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. Thank you for calling in. We're doing...
Yeah, first time I've called in.
Oh, beautiful. We're doing blessings today from loved ones. And
great.
I'm choosing from... Perfect. I'm so glad mm-hmm. you're here because these messages draw the people. And your spirit guide drew you today. So I'm going to shuffle through these cards. They're the Talking to Heaven cards by Doreen Virtue.
Okay.
And James von Prague mm-hmm. helped her with these particular cards. And on the backs of all these cards is this gorgeous, bright, baby blue stairway through the clouds and up to a beautiful sunburst, bright white light. So it's always something beautiful. Do you have a specific question that you would like to ask, or do you just want to know what the cards say, and then you can ask a question afterwards if you like?
Yeah, let's do that. What's the card say?
Okay. Oh, this one is a gorgeous red tree, and the leaves are falling and blowing, and there's red leaves on the ground, and it's in a heart shape, and it's in the same beautiful sky with the purple and pink sunburst and the blue, blue sky and lots of white puffy clouds. And this particular one says, Catherine, I wish I had told you more often how much I love you. Sometimes that's hard for them to do in physical lifetimes, and there's a lot of training that they're supposed to be tough and they're supposed to be strong, and so they don't always tell us. And sometimes they come through very strong in spirit and just have to get that through, that I love you. And I wish I would have told you more when I was standing right beside you. Is there any specific question you'd like to ask?
That sounds like it's from my mom. So if there's, mm-hmm. I guess, anything else that she would want to say.
Well, so often, like I said, it's a block.
So the question,
you know, that they
the
have.
Question about the card?
Yes, it's sure. Any question. It doesn't have to be this. These cards are like a springboard, but once that spirit
right.
comes in and they want to talk to you, it just flows. So any question, doesn't have to be about
okay.
the card.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I understand the card because that matches the way she was when she was here.
And that was
so
yes, and that was her training too. And
yeah,
so now that block is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And she's completely open, and sometimes it's just in numbers, her birthday, it will come through her birthday day and year, sometimes day, month, and year, sometimes month and year, and you can see this on license plates
mm-hmm.
or on time, on the clock, and that's her, and it's always the same. I love you, and I wish I would have told you more, and it wasn't your fault that I wasn't more open about that and more demonstrative with my love, but it was the way I was taught. You know, your grandmother, your grandfather, they have certain ways of growing up, and they think they need to be tough and hard, and especially during Depression and everything, everybody's like,
mm-hmm.
we've got to be tough, we've got to be hard, we've got to survive. And not a lot of hugs and I love yous, but she has them for you, and she always did in spirit. There was just a bit of a block there.
Is there anything about a new career that I'm trying to launch?
Absolutely. I'm going to go to another deck of cards here to get more specific, to get a jumping off place. These are the well-being cards, and it's the Teachings of Abraham by Esther and Jerry Hicks. They've taught the law of attraction, which I love. So what you focus on, you expand. So don't focus on a job that you don't want or the type of job that you think you have to do, or especially especially the type of job that your mother, when she was in the physical, would have said, now you need to be doing this. She admits that she was very pragmatic and logical and thought, you know, in terms of what her parents would approve of that you should be doing. And now all bets are off. It's not about that at all. Do what you love. The card that comes here is, oh, perfect. We have a big, huge moon, almost a new moon. It's that moon that you can just barely see a little fingernail of the moon. And you're standing out there looking up at the dark sky, lots of stars to wish on. And your card is, we are all working toward the same goal, joy. So she's saying the work that you choose needs to be for joy. You know how some people say, you know, just marry for love. No, marry for money. You know, marry for status. She's saying job for joy. Whether it seems like it or not, you are all working. Working is the key here, toward the same ultimate goal of joy. You are just approaching things in different ways, and all of it is working. So she's very much with you, taking you towards the job, the career, the path that you want to be in for a long time. This one could change, but this is going to be a big chunk of your life's work. So she's saying, do what you love, what brings you joy, capital J.
All right. Thank you very much. Those are great messages.
You're very welcome, Catherine. Have a wonderful weekend and a fantastic career, and your mom is right there with you.
All right. That's great. Thank you.
Take care. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for calling in, Catherine. That's so fun for me because they never let you down. It's you. It's your power. When they have a message, they're going to come right through and tell you. And many, many different ways. I'm one way. Look for her birthday on the clock and in license plates that you're following. Keep your eye on the road. Drive safely. But hey, this isn't like texting and driving, which I never do, and I highly recommend that no one ever does that. You know, my phone will make that little sound where someone has texted me while I'm driving, and I've learned that that's fine. I can look at that when I'm parked, stopped in front of whatever my destination is. They can wait, and that way I'm totally focused on my driving. So for anyone who needs that message out there, don't text and drive. But messages can be on the license plate right in front of you. Don't look at it too long. Concentrate on your driving and where you want to be and where you want to go. But there can be messages in the numbers, and they're some of the most fun. Mary is saying a thank you for her message from her mother. And you're very welcome. And that's... It just keeps coming through to you, how proud she is of you and how she's helping you with your dreams. So I think I'm going to go back up in my chat room because I think I missed a little message here. Oh, hi. Carrie in chat is saying hello. Thank you for being here with me, Carrie. It's great to see you in chat room. your message, this is nice. This is a goddess of the night. And she is wearing a dress of multicolored stars. And she says, how wonderful I am. And this, of course, is you, Carrie. How wonderful you are. The deeper message in this is we are wanting to awaken within you. Your memory of how wonderful you are, how good you are, and how worthy of whatever you are wanting, you are. That's sweet. That is so sweet. And I love the way it says we are wanting to awaken within you. That's your memories. Your memories from past lives, from the spirit realm. You are beauty and eternity within. So that's your message for today, Carrie. Thank you so much for being here with us in chat room. Matt was from the well-being cards. And what I love about these cards, they're all about the law of attraction. They're all about giving that power to you. You hold the power. You are the one that brings these messages to you. And I just love being here, like somebody who's holding the door. And so when someone calls in, I help open the door. There's your message. See, there's your spirit guide. See, there's your mother, your father, your grandmother. See, there's a child that came to you for a moment, but they were still with you, and so they will never leave you. Many, many blessings to the hurting hearts of lost children. That is the hardest one. And they know that too. And they are still with you. And when you giggle, they are in your laughter. They inhabit your laughter, and they're right there with you, smiling with you. Beautiful angels. They play so many roles in our lives, and they help us in so many ways, and they never leave us, our loved ones, our spirit guides. And we're celebrating them today, seeing them. What do you want from me? How are you helping me? And they're telling us. I'm ready to take another caller. It's just so beautiful to listen to them. Welcome to Heal Your World. My name's Heaven, and
Thank you.
On the air. Hi, what's your first name?
I'm Donna. Hi.
Donna, hi. It's wonderful to hear your voice. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. You too. Thank you.
Would you like a blessing today? Because we are tuning in to our loved ones who are in the spirit realm now. Okay.
Okay,
Donna, here we go. And I go through these cards. Today we're focusing on the Talking to Heaven cards. And these are just such beautiful messages from loved ones. They've gone before us. They're paving our way in the spirit realm. And when we get there, we'll realize, oh, wow, we've been here before. We are all eternal. Oh, well, perfect. Your message today is there is no such thing as death.
I agree.
This is what they want you to know without a shadow of a doubt. And they're agreeing with you. There is no such thing as death. That love goes on, and our spirits are always connected like a beautiful chain of love. Can't even happen. Do you have any question that you'd like to ask?
Well,
I
am trying to get into a relationship. I'm on the internet dating, and I'm just not having any luck, and I just wanted to know if they see someone coming in for me.
That can be a lot of scary stuff.
I know.
Yeah, and the person can look so good and so nice, and then it just somehow goes downhill, and they're not who you thought they were at all. It's funny you're saying, is someone coming in? And the picture on this card is people and spirit. It's just lots and lots of people. Coming in, there's, you know, that old going towards the light. But I see lots and lots of people in your life, and you're trying to shuffle through them. And it can be very confusing. And who do you trust is the huge question. Who is actually as they represent themselves to be in the first place? And the only way that you're going to know is to experiment. Definitely feels like with your beautiful spirit, you're attracting someone good. Be absolutely patient for the type of person you want, and don't settle.
Right.
I saw that somewhere else today, this morning, about Are you settling? So don't settle, because you know what's fun about that too? Is that other person out there who's looking for someone just like you, Donna.
Mm-hmm.
You're also attracting and reminding them not to settle for anybody else less than you. And not that people are better than other people, but we're definitely a better match for certain people. And so this prayer for you is that you will trust the right one will be drawn to you, and that the right one for you will trust and not settle for somebody, anybody less than you, and that beautiful harmonizing relationship. And I'm feeling fatherly energy on this. There's just a lot of power, and you know, just a lot of nobody's good enough for my little girl type of energy coming through.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, you're the one that makes a decision about that, and he's in agreement that don't settle.
Yeah.
You're worth it. That's a big, big, big message for you today. So I hope that helps.
Very much. Great. Well, continue to have a very nice day, and thank you very much.
Oh, you too. It's just so fun knowing we're protected. They're looking out for us, and they care so much. And we'll help you, like a sea captain, we'll help you navigate the waters of online dating.
Okay. All right. Well, have a nice
love
day.
To you. You have a
nice
great
talk.
Day and a wonderful weekend, Donna. Thanks for calling in, and bye for now. Oh, boy, online dating. Whew. It's great because it broadens the field, and you can meet people, so much more variety of people that way. So in that way, you know, very confusing and misleading when people represent themselves a certain way. And then as you try to communicate with them more and more, you see, they're not really who they say they are. And that's the frustrating part. But I believe that good people can come through and never settle for, well, you know, it's been long enough, you know, and nobody's going to come along, so I better just take this one. That could just throw you off and set you back, and you'll have to do another restart in 5 or 10 years when you realize, I can't take this anymore. So you might as well wait for the one you really want. And that's a great message to everybody out there. Dating, online dating, however you are looking and staying open for that person who harmonizes with you. There are no perfect people. We didn't come here to be perfect people. We came here to learn. And the biggest thing to learn about is how to love and how to be loved and how to just be. Huge thing. Don't wrap yourself around somebody who just wants to make you somebody different. If you can't be yourself with the person, that's not your person. Okay. A lot about that. I'm gonna take another caller very soon. But last week I just set aside everything I had to say that was written down, because I had so many callers and it was just constant flow and I couldn't get to all of them, which is wonderful because I want to keep this going. This is going to be a reoccurring theme in the show. We'll never stop because these spirits are very kindly demanding to give their messages. And if you're being called in to ask, they're calling you. They're directing you. It's your relationship that has that power to do that. So, last week was a beautiful birthday on April 16th, if you're listening live. But we're in the year 2015, if you're listening down the road sometime. These shows are good. They're on demand. so you can listen anytime. I would like to say happy birthday to one of our gifts, one of the world's greatest singers, Selena. Selena Quintanilla. It would have been her 44th birthday on April 16th, 2015. And her spirit is still very much alive, and I celebrate her in many ways. And Selene, moon goddess, so much power there. I honored her spirit in my Nina's Story book. She's a magical goddess of song, healing through the music aspect of the goddess Inanna in that story. And you can get that on Amazon.com. It's Nina's Story, Endymion Oracles. And that's the series, so there will be more books. But as she's described in the book, it's a beautiful way to see spirit and maternal spirit guides. Nina felt a deep assurance that she and the goddess had always been connected. In dream life, sometimes Nina would go back to the time before she was born as a human girl. She and Inanna were talking, laughing, and sharing secret wishes. Nina saw herself as slightly smaller in stature than her goddess. She caught fleeting glimpses of Inanna's appearances to other humans. In one memory, the goddess had been a beauty with long black hair, shorter wisps brushed along dark eyebrows, gracing sparkling brown eyes. On a white rose-shaped cloud, she had descended to earth as a songstress. Her voice soothed all who would hear, reminding them of the time when their spirits lived in the notes of her music. A gentle breeze was her companion, moving the purple waves of her gown as she sang. Her full red lips slowly parted, sending a healing melody throughout the island. And that's an excerpt from my book, Nina's Story. The book is very spiritual, very full of the spirit of nature and the healing and the understanding and the wisdom of trees. So I invite you to get that book, and you can find more about it on my website, intuitivespiritguide.com. I'm going to take another call now, and we are giving beautiful messages and blessings from spirit today. Welcome to Heal Your World. This is Heaven. What's your first name?
Hi, this is Ashiel. How are you?
Hi. Could you say your name again? Sounds like an awesome one. I want to make sure.
Ashiel, A-S-H-I-L.
Ashiel? Ashiel? Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
I love that name.
Thank you.
A great name.
Thank you.
Well, whoever gave you that name did an awesome job.
Thank you.
Ashiel, we are going into the talking to heaven, talking to the spirit realm cards today, the oracle cards. And these are by Doreen Virtue along with James von Prague, and they're gorgeous stairway to heaven cards. Oh, this is saying, I had to leave that way, the loved one that you are thinking about right now. And why did they have to go that way? There's a green sky here, and there's three people here, and one is climbing the ladder. The message is that it was confusing the way they left, but it was absolutely the plan for their life and meant to be, and not your fault, and there was nothing you could have done to stop it or even to delay it. It was meant to be that way. Do you have any specific question for your life?
Yeah, just trying to get some insight in terms of my love life or my career, whatever the
yes. Answer. Oh, little tiny questions like love life and career. Those are huge. Yes. I'm turning now to the well-being cards, and we'll get a hint from them, and then we'll go from there. You're a very loving person, and today has very much been about don't settle. Look for in a person that spirit that harmonizes with yours, someone you can talk to, someone who has that kind of dreaming mentality and isn't afraid to step out and do things that other people might think, oh, well, that's not logical. You know, you need to find a dreamer that helps you. And some people think, well, if you got two dreamers, then they won't balance each other. You need some logic in there. But you know what? The world has plenty of logic. Two dreamers can absolutely make it. And so you're being counseled by spirit to look for the dreamer in someone else, the kindness and the sweetness and the courage that it takes to be a dreamer. Some people think that we're all just floating around and don't know what we're doing, but it takes courage, determination, and goals to be a dreamer. And your card today, to answer that question, says, through the corridor of joy is the pathway to my desire. And it's a picture of people in a forest. There's two of them. Somebody's coming. And they're under an orange umbrella, a bright orange umbrella, and it's raining in this forest. And on one side of the forest, there are white trees, like aspen trees. And on the other side of the forest, there are black trees, the trunks of the trees. And all of the trees have leaves, and it's a very lush forest. And the path is beautiful, but there will be rain. Personally, I love the rain, and I think rain is extremely romantic. So whatever you want to do with that rain or look at that rain, some people see rain as problems and that things might not be all sunshine and perfect, but this will be a beautiful romance. So all of those symbols, you can take what you want to from them. The deeper meaning here says, most say, when I get that, I will be joyful. But you must be joyful first. You must start with the determination. There's that word again, determination, that I will not settle. There's that word again, for less than feeling good. And that totally applies to your job, and that totally applies to a relationship.
Yeah,
how do you feel about that?
That makes a lot of sense, because about 3 weeks ago, I come to the conclusion that I should never settle, because every time I've tried, it turned into a disaster. So I've learned from that. You know, it took me a long time to learn that, but I really learned that 3 weeks ago, that don't ever settle. If somebody's not on your level, just keep moving. Don't waste your time. So that's pretty much just confirming what I've been feeling.
Good, Ashiel. That's perfect. You know it already, and this is absolutely saying yes. You know this, and you have total agreement from the spirit to really, you know, what you know, and you know when you're settling, too. Like, oh, it might not be anybody else. But there is. There is. And imagine that you're match, your harmonizing match. There's no perfect match because there's no perfect people. We all came down here to learn and to grow. So your harmonizing match, you're asking for them not to settle either. So that they can get you.
Well, hopefully they'll not. They'll know we, hopefully.
Yes, yes, yes. And I'm sending you that energy and agreeing with you too. And feel free to call back and let me know how this all works out.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
You're very welcome. Big blessings to you, Ashiel, and have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye for now. Oh, that's beautiful. See, we already know. You know, and we don't really call in for answers as much as we call in for agreement or disagreement. You know, they might say, you know what, no, you're not quite on the right path with that thinking. But so oftentimes you are, you know, And so I love it when people call in and they get absolute agreement from their spirit guides, their loved ones that know what they're going through. And, you know, and when you see, and oftentimes we do as children, our parents weren't such harmonizing spirits. And maybe they got into a marriage because they were desperate to get away from their parents. And we learn from that. There's always something to learn, and they're always teaching us. So thank you so much for being with me here today. There's so much love all around you, and this is what I'm here to tell you. Never, I'm going to go to a little ad about what I do and who I am. So take a listen, and then we'll be right back. Angel Guidance Readings take you on a loving journey filled with messages that your angels and spirit guides long to share with you. You'll discover wisdom to help you with real-life issues. Spirit is showing you every day that you are love and you are so very loved. You can find Angel Guidance at IntuitiveSpiritGuide.com. Welcome back. You are with Heal Your World, and I'm Heaven Lee. And we're here in this world to learn. And while we're learning, we're healing. We're healing ourselves with our knowledge that we're getting. Even through the craziest of circumstances, we can still be learning. And those things that we learn will take us from plateau to plateau. We'll get through those hard times, and we'll come to times of harvest when things are looking good. Well, all those things we learned in the hard times we're going to need for the harvest so that we spend well, so that we stay on track. I'm just wishing for you the biggest blessings, and the biggest blessing of all is knowing how deeply loved you are, how continuously connected you are to your loved ones in the spirit realm, how continuously connected to you they are, and how much they love you. Now, we may choose lifetimes and many physical families, but our physical family might not always feel like home to us. You know, there's a pretty good chance that someone in that family is going to feel like, you know, you belong. You belong. Sometimes with parents, like you're really close to your mom and you just feel such a connection there, and you don't with your dad. It just feels like a distance or a coldness, or he's just not tuned into you. That's okay. That's okay. And oftentimes we find other people in our lives that are a father figure or a brother or a sister, and our spirits connect. And I love to think of them as our soul families. Sometimes you'll meet a friend. I mean, it could be someone in a grocery store. Could start that way. Could be someone on the internet. And you just feel like you've known them forever. That's soul family energy. And that's beautiful. So if you don't find that in your physical family, they're out there. They are there, and they're looking for you, too. So don't give up. Don't ever give up. You know, it's good to be reminded of our roots, what you love, where your joy is, the things that you love to do. You know, don't be afraid to reach out to other people that like what you like. That's so important, and that guides us to our internal spirit home. I would love to reach out to friends today. There are hurting hearts out there. There are people who need healing. And I send healing blessings to Denise. Denise, so much love, healing, blessings, protection, and for your loved ones, for your grandchildren, I send you so much love. No, yes, they depend on you. It's going to be okay. It is going to be okay. There's so much power to care for you and care for them. my son has been struggling with a cold and cough all week, and he's been home from school most of the week, and I'm starting to feel a little bit of that myself. So caretakers, healing for caretakers. Also, Diane, to Diane, as you recuperate and recover, I send you healing and love. Sorry. When the cough comes, it comes. It's strong. Our loved ones are never leaving us, no matter how long we've known them, or maybe for a short time that we've known them, or maybe they're just a spark of hope of getting to know them that never manifested. They are still alive. They are still loved ones, spirits, forever in your heart, very real. This is something I wrote for my father-in-law, for his memorial service. And it came through actually as from him. And so that was a contribution made to his service. And the people doing the service may not believe in this type of thing, so I presented it as just an anonymous poem. But this was for him and a spirit message from him. He was an amazing man, very gentle and very loving. And I know you know someone like that. So I'm giving this out to you to remember that they're there with you. This is just beautiful fatherly energy for those who need that right now. Whenever I next think of you, I'm sure to see your smile. I'm sure to hear your laughter in my heart. Though many angels take your hand and walk by heavenly streams, I pray that you still visit me in memories, dreams. Your quiet strength will be my guide when tears get in the way. Forever in my heart and mind, your love will always stay. And so I translated it from what I was hearing from him was, whenever next you think of me, you're sure to see me smile. You're sure to hear my laughter in your heart. Though many angels take my hand and walk by heavenly streams, you're sure that I will visit you in memories and dreams. My quiet strength will be your guide when tears get in the way. Forever in your heart and mind, my love will always stay. Sending blessings to those of you who have lost a dad. This guy was a great dad. My dad was a great dad. And we love them forever. They're part of us forever. Sending healing blessings to my friend Polly and her family. Sending a great big Rocky fighter shout out to my friend Michael. Michael, my friends, Michael and his wife Carmen. And we started a GoFundMe for them, so you can go find out about more about their story. It's www.gofundme.michaelsfightforlife. And I'm sorry, let me do this again. It's www.gofundme.com/Michael's Fight for Life. And he is a fighter. And he is a wonderful, gentle man. They were living on an island, living their dream of splitting their home between Colorado and Belize. And he had an art gallery there. And Carmen is just a beautiful, empowering writer there. She was working on her newest book. And suddenly, things took a very different turn than they expected. And Michael's health just went down. Well, he is not giving up. Like Rocky, I love that movie. When I was a teenager, that movie got me through the measles. actually just the idea of it. I got the measles. I was 14, and I was just in this darkened room, and I just had given up. And my dad, I was losing weight like crazy for weeks. My dad did this huge drawing on this big poster size of Sylvester Stallone as Rocky, and it really made a difference. I remember when he gave it to me, he was really teary-eyed and telling me, don't give up. So let's think of Rocky whenever we feel like giving up and keep our fight going. And everybody, everyone is pulling for us. Those that we've lost, they're there to give us courage. Michael, it's not your time to go yet. So keep fighting, and you are healing. You are healing. And we all agree with you for this. You're going to find out more about his amazing, inspiring story and Michael and Carmen's inspiring love story. Again, it's www.gofundme.com/Michael's Fight for Life. And that's the number 4, Michael's Fight for Life. Thank you all so much for being the beautiful stars that you are. You are beauty and eternity. Within you have that spark. You are love, and you, by all the stars in the heavens that are your spirit guides, your loved ones, you are so very, very loved. One day, you'll be standing by their side, face to face, looking in their eyes again. Just remember that they're standing by you right now.